motorcycle, a BMW with his wife Shirley. His name is Brian Ricks, former head of the Homicide Squad, and I bet he's in some country with a Stan at the end of it, or maybe in Russia. Let's find out right now. Brian Ricks, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Jane. We're in Mongolia and we're in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia at the moment. So we've come south into Mongolia, travel across those beautiful green steeps and watching wild horses gallop across the fields and all that sort of stuff, Darren. It's been fantastic. Just great. So we've got down from Russia into Mongolia.
The only thing I know about Mongolia is watching Charlie Borman and Ewan McGregor go across the long way round. That's the only footage I've ever seen of Mongolia, and from memory, there's just nothing there.
Well, yes, out in the countryside, it's very barren. The people live basically a nomadic lifestyle in the yurts that you can actually stay in if you want to. And they graze their horses, cattle, goats, yaks, and all that sort of thing, Darren. But there are fields as well, grazed fields and stuff like that, of wheat and stuff. But in the mountains, it gets damn cold, and in the deserts, the Gobi Desert, it's very, very barren. But also in the western part, in the northwest, there's lots of rivers and lakes and things like that. So a very, very diverse country. But we'll be heading out of here soon because we bumped into a Russian motorcyclist and people here just pull up on the side of the road. They see you coming and they want to talk. And we told him where we're going and he said, Vladivostok, you must go. You must hurry. It will snow very soon. There will snow very soon. So tomorrow we head for Vladivostok.
And Brian, the only thing I know about Mongolia is that you see documentaries where they are playing like a polo on horseback with a goat's head. They chase a goat's head roundabout.
Serious?
I'm serious.
What sort of documentary
are you watching? No, this is in Mongolia. And it always looked quite fascinating to me.
Well, they do play a form of polo with horses. They're great horsemen, and you see children who would be no older than four on horseback and very, very accomplished horsemen and women, of course. And, yes, you do see them galloping around. I haven't seen them belting a goat's head around, Jane, but I can tell you, on our first night here, Shirley and I stayed in a little hotel, and we went down to have dinner, and I looked on the menu, and things sort of turned me off a little, and one of them was horse rectum.
Oh,
I know some people are having breakfast
at home. Not at breakfast time, Brian.
It really didn't appeal to me, I must say.
Oh, how would you know what you're eating?
Oh, no.
If you can you talk Mongolian, can you, Brian?
Google Translate is a fantastic thing to control menus and things like that, Joe. But yes, some of it leaves a little bit to be desired, and breakfast sometimes consists of mare's milk, heated mare's milk. You see some people selling they look like golf balls on the side of the road, and they're actually fermented mare's milk, which is highly alcoholic. So I haven't been going enough to try it. In fact, riding a motorbike, I wouldn't try it. You see some people staggering around, so I think it has some effect.
Don't drink it on your trip to Vladivostok, will you?
No, don't drink it on your trip to Vladivostok.
No, we won't do that. But I must say, Ulaanbaatar is a very modern city, and a lot of people here who have travelled across the world, and we're going for a ride tomorrow with a Romanian, today I should say, with a Romanian, an Italian, and a Kiwi, us, and an Israeli guy. So we're all going for a ride out to, there's a big monument of Genghis Khan on horseback about 50 kilometres out from here. So we're all going for a little ride today, just because we haven't had enough riding.
No, that's right. That's what you do when you ride.
Halfway across the world.
You ride some more. When you're on your day off, you go for a ride. That's what we do.
Well, good on you, Brian.
Thanks,
it's lovely
Brian.
To talk to you.
Stay upright and enjoy Vladivostok, and we'll speak to you next week.
Drive with with Tom Elliott.
What would you like to eat? I mean, just
four quarter.
Caroline, that's my sister, Dad's daughter. If you're listening, Dad would like a four quarter of lamb cooked in an oven, not on the barbecue. Correct, Dad?
Yeah, correct. 3 to 6 weeks.